So I'm at a sales meeting with a big client, and it happens. I get the itchy eye. You know, the kind that requires immediate attention. Well, I can't take care of it right there in front of everyone, so I just start sliding back and forth in my chair. I look like an idiot, and I'm praying nobody notices. Is there anything I can do about embarrassing personal itching?
Now there is something you can do about the discomfort of your itchy eye. It's time to ask your doctor about Stinkinex.
I'm an avid jogger, but when my personal itching gets out of control, I have to veer off the trail and slide my butt along the grass until my itchy eye calms down.
Stinkinex has an anti-itching formula that gets right to the source of your personal itching problem, the eye. Within minutes, you'll feel relief, and you can get back on with your life again.
My golf buddies used to bust my chops because I always had my hand down the back of my pants. What a drag. And guess who never got a handshake once the round was over?
You don't need to suffer. Stinkinex has been proven to totally eliminate itchy eye in over 86% of patients who suffer from chronic personal itching.
I feel like I'm in control again. I don't have to worry anymore. And I can go sledding with my kids. Thanks, Stinkinex.
With Stinkinex, I'm wearing underwear again. And I can actually go out to restaurants. Oh, and did I tell you? I'm cutting my fingernails again.
I come downstairs like a normal person now. Before Stinkinex, I just slide down the stairs on my ass. Not the best way to start a work week.
If you are healthy and between the ages of 18 and 63, ask your doctor about Stinkinex. Stinkinex is not a cosmetic and should not be used as a bleach or stimulant. Make sure you stop eating tomatoes at least 2 weeks before taking Stinkinex. Side effects may include mild sensations of falling, dizziness, and/or teeth grinding, and in rare cases, bleeding gums. If you're pregnant and nursing, take as much Stinkinex as possible, but only after exercise. Stinkinex is not a candy and should not be stored in a bowl around fat people. If you experience an overwhelming feeling of dread or think you may be a bird, stop taking Stinkinex and call your broker immediately. Stinkinex is not for people who have had less than 10 fingers in the last 10 years and should not be used with any other itch inhibitors, including rum. If itchy eye persists more than a year, see your priest immediately. Stinkinex is a powerful itch preventative and therefore should be used with care and not around cats.
Stinkinex works, and fast. If you get the itchy eye even a couple of times a week, you owe it to yourself to stop your misery. Get your hands out of there. Now there's Stinkinex.
Stinkinex is a registered product of Blago Smith Clown Felch and is not affiliated with Comurac.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sunshine. It's about time. Time for sunshine.
Oh, sunshine. Hello there, little buddy.
Ah!
Oh. Oh. Hey. Why are you screaming?
Because you're a monster.
Me? I'm not a monster.
Yeah, you are. You're a giant orange-eating lizard.
Pretty sure I'm just a watermelon.
You're Godzilla.
Watermelon.
Oh, so you're not going to eat me?
Wasn't planning on it.
Whatever, Godzilla. That's not what Tokyo said.
So, hey, where's the rest of the party?
Ooh, is it my birthday?
No.
Ooh, I want a pony.
No, it's not
and
your birthday.
And a Nintendo Wii.
No.
And a pony that can play Wii.
It's not your birthday.
Oh. Well, is there cake?
No, there's no cake.
Well, this party sucks. I want my Wii pony.
It's not that kind of party.
Well, what kind of party is it?
Only the greatest party in the world. Haven't you ever heard of the 4th of July?
July who? And why is there four of them?
No, the 4th of July is when we celebrate America's freedom. And we do it by having barbecues, parades, and shooting fireworks.
So who are you?
I'm Finale. Grand Finale, that is.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now your host, Mark Ronick.
You see what I did there? And shalom. I am Mark Ronick. It is Friday, July 1st, 2011. You may know me as the business manager for the Mike O'Mara Show, but today I play the part of your charming host as I bring you a new kind of best of series here on TMOS. It is my honor and privilege to present to you the Mike O'Mara Show Vignettes Volume 1. This episode is a compilation, if you will, and Rob will, of some of our favorite show opens we've put together over the past year and a half. So with that said, let's dive in, shall we? And there's really no better place to begin than with Mike O'Mara performing some of his most popular impressions. Charlie Warren, take it away.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Mike's not here. I'm Charlie Warren. You might have remembered me on WMAL. I used to play the hits and chat with the listeners on WMAL. And I'll be back with more in just a second. Now let's play a tune. Here's something that I think you'll all enjoy. Who the hell is this, Rob?
It's Peggy Lee, Charlie.
Oh, Peggy Lee.
Don't you like fever?
Oh, it's fever. Peggy Lee, and if you have a fever, take some aspirin. Charlie Warren.
Never know how much I
don't like that
you.
One, Rob. Let's try another one.
He doesn't like that one, Rob.
Let's try another one. All right. WMAL, have you seen a good movie? Have you been to a good play? You're the critic. Charlie Warren on WMAL, AM 630.
That's right.
AM 1630, BKCJJ. What the hell am I talking about? Who's this?
The Manhattans.
Oh, the Manhattans. Charlie Warren, hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Tradio coming up in just a second here. Got something you want to trade? We'll give you a chance to do that on AM 630. WMAL, Charlie Warren. Honey, you. Don't like that one either. Nice. I want to talk up another one.
Legendary. Too hot for you, Charlie?
Hot. Speaking of hot, we're going to have some warmer weather as the week goes on. Should be in the 70s by Friday. Should be fabulous. I'm Charlie Warren. Let's have another tune, shall we?
He didn't like
that.
What
the hell is this
one.
Tune?
This is Lady Gaga, Charlie.
No, I don't play
we're
that
making
crap.
Making you hip.
No, not that crap. No Gaga for me.
No?
You know what I go Gaga for?
What?
Mrs. Warren's peanut brittle.
Mother?
There's nothing. Mother Warren's peanut brittle. Nothing quite like that. I'll tell you, when she's cooking it, though, she can't keep a poker face. That's for sure. Charlie Warren. I want to hold them like they do in Texas. Charlie Warren with you on WMAL. What a great weekend we're having right here. Don't forget, Bill Mayhew coming up at the top of the hour. Real excited to have you with us, Charlie Warren. Boy, what else to talk about? Hey, have you been to a good protest lately down on the mall? How about that Glenn Beck? That youngster really has a good head on his shoulder. I'm Charlie Warren. We'll explain all of this later to our regular listeners. For those of you that aren't regular listeners, you might not know what we're doing. Who cares? Charlie Warren. What's this one?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Terrible. Give me another one. I want to find the perfect song, and then we can actually start this show, goddammit.
Find a song that pleases legendary disc jockey Charlie Warren.
Goddammit, Charlie Warren sure never say those words. That's for sure, Charlie Warren. Hi, WMAL AM 630. Nice. I'm Charlie Warren. It's a Saturday. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Should be a good day to get outside and enjoy yourself. Walk the dog, rake the leaves, have some fun. What's that one?
Little Green Apples by O.C. Smith.
He still hasn't found the perfect record, has he?
Has he hit one yet?
No, he hasn't. No, he's actually over.
He's blowing it.
As Joe Namath would say when he was trying to climb on top of Susie Culver, he's struggling. He's struggling right now. We'll try another one. Now we're getting close.
Oh, okay.
We're getting warm.
We're getting to the Charlie Warren wheelhouse right now. A faded rose from days gone by. Speaking of a faded rose, hats off to Mrs. Warren. Making her famous, Mother Warren's famous peanut brittle.
Rose Warren.
Charlie Warren. I need another song, Rob.
Okay, of course.
There must be something in there that would please.
Something
warmer.
With a
we're getting there.
Legendary
we'll
DJ,
get there,
Charlie
know,
Warren.
If you want to know the type of stuff I'd like, how about Candyman from Sammy Davis Jr.?
Something peppy.
No. That's not
Francis.
Working. No, unfortunately. No, not good. Jesus Christ. Charlie Warren's getting frustrated. Where's the WMAL music?
You're making Charlie
Where's
Warren
Where's the elderly
swear.
Music? I want the elderly music. You couldn't play that, for God's sake. That's hippie music.
We're upsetting the talent.
For shindigs and hootenannies. Charlie Warren, WMAL, AM 630.
Now he's happy.
How are you? How about doing some dancing to this one? Here's one I sure like to cut the rug to on a Friday night after my bourbon. With Mother Warren. Mother Warren's favorite. We're doing the cha-cha in the Warren living room. There's nothing like doing the cha-cha in
He's
the Warren.
He's quite the dancer.
Yes, sir.
You know, for an older guy.
Yeah, I love it. That. You know what? Mother Warren's favorite music.
What's that?
Bar none, bossa nova.
She loves it?
She loves the bossa nova.
Sure.
As does Charlie Warren. But let's play another one before we get out of here.
What else do you
We're
have?
Running short on time on the Mike O'Mara Show. And hey, kudos to Mike for letting me sit in for the early part of this broadcast. That's right. You know, I was saying to Mother Warren as she was wrapping up her peanut brittle in the kitchen just the other day, I said, Mother Warren, give me a big piece of that peanut brittle because everybody's working for the weekend. Charlie Warren. One more and then we're out of here.
One more. Only one
this
more.
This exercise is getting tedious.
Here comes the last record for Charlie
I'll
Warren.
I'll tell you right now, we got some benefits coming up.
It's the fourth annual Walk for the Cure. The cure, of course, genital warts.
Oh.
If you'd like to take care of those genital warts, call now, Charlie Warren. That's it. Get out of here.
Charlie, another perfect shift.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, my friends. My name is Juan Antonio Carlos Santana. Most of you might know me as Dr. Santana. That is right. I am a medical doctor. I'm from La Paz, Bolivia. I am so, so frustrated. Each and every day I wake up in the morning and I look out the window at my vineyard and I see all the wonderful workers and I reflect on how my family is so wonderful to me and how wonderful they have succeeded in the world. My daughter is a very successful doctor. My son, also a very, very successful doctor. But there is one thing that troubles me each and every day. There are one thing that put tears on my stucco. That is my other son. The underachiever of the group. The son who has disappointed me mightily over the years. The son. My son. Who is not a doctor. My son who has never done anything with his life. He fool around with all this radio. He makes tears. He makes my sombrero wilt. I am talking, of course, about my son, Oscar. Oscar Zapata Zapayos. I'm so sad. So very sad. I say to him, why? Why can't you be like your brother and sister? Why can't you follow in the family business and do the medicine? He says, Papa, can I help you dig out your car from the driveway? That will make you happy. I said, that will not make me happy, Oscar. What will make me happy is that my one bad coffee bean in the sack goes to medical school and makes something of himself. I am so frustrated each and every day. I cry on my pillow. I say to his mama, why? What have I done? Why is Oscar so bad and the other so good? I do not understand. It is very frustrating. So someday, perhaps in my dreams, he is like a leaky chalupa.
Oh,
that's bad.
In my dreams, I one day see Oscar getting a medical degree and becoming a family doctor. I hope that is true. Until then, I must console myself with the only thing that he has done well. The only thing that makes me smile, at least around holiday time. And that, of course, is Oscar's girlfriend. Jesus, is she smoking hot. He's writing something down now. That was going to be my FQ, but then again, that's the way Monday goes around.
FQ smoking hot.
Yeah, she's smoking hot. She is hotter than all the sauce at Taco Bell. That was worth the wait, wasn't it, gentlemen? Now I must speak for a few more moments.
Yes.
Because unlike my other son, Oscar has been gifted with one thing.
Huh?
He has been gifted with a El Grande Chocolina. His Chocolina is so, so grande. That is why all the hot women go around him. That's right. And of course, early on, because I was a doctor, I did the circumcision myself. It is perfecto mundo. Arriva. Adios for now, and now I must go back into my field, smoke a cigar, harvest my coffee, and also my cocoa. My caco. My cocoa. Oh, F it. I gotta go now. Bye.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
And now the weather roundup with The Mike O'Mara Show's chief meteorologist, Baltimore Billy Sikorsky.
Hello. I'm Baltimore Billy Sikorsky. It's time to take a look at your national weather roundup and let you know what's going on in your neck of the woods, specifically in the Mid-Atlantic. First of all, here's your forecast. Today, cloudy with a few showers, high 44. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Tonight, rain and snow. This evening, transitioning to snow showers. Overnight, low 31. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precip, 60%. A slushy accumulation of less than 1 inch is expected in most areas. Tomorrow, windy conditions and snow showers. Temps nearly steady in the mid-30s. Winds out of northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. That's tomorrow, which is Thursday. Chance of snow, 60%. Best snow in town. Higher wind gusts possible. Tomorrow night, windy with snow showers, low near 30, winds out of northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour. Chance of snow, 50%. Friday, wind.
When? What day?
Friday.
Thank you, Billy.
Friday.
Oh.
Friday. This is Ballmer Billy Sikorsky with the weather roundup. Friday, windy, chance of snow showers in the morning. Highs in the mid-40s and lows in the upper 20s. See, what's going to happen, it's going to be warm in the day and cold at night, which is going to cause everything to refreeze. Mm-hmm. So don't fall on your ass.
Billy, is this expected?
I don't know. I'm just doing the forecast and reading the words on the paper.
I understand.
Saturday, times of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-40s and lows in the low 30s. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s and lows in the 30s. Now here's your national weather roundup.
Oh, good. Oh, this is the best part.
A major snowstorm is once again targeting the Northeast Thursday and Friday.
It's the same stuff.
Prepare for 1 to 2 feet of snow. We ain't going to get no 2 feet of snow here. Well, we're only going to get a slushy accumulation.
But we're in the Northeast.
You're interrupting my weather roundup for the nation.
Please forgive me.
Here we go again.
All right.
Interrupt me. A major snowstorm is once again targeting the Northeast Thursday and Friday. Prepare for 1 to 2 feet of snow in parts of northern and western New England. I don't care up there anyway.
Right.
Upstate New York and northern Pennsylvania and northern New Jersey. What a nightmare.
That is bad.
Now here's your weather news stories for today.
Oh, good.
Trucker troubles in snow and ice. February 24, 2010. A couple of big rigs become stuck at the top of a ramp in Texas, causing more than a dozen trucks to back up behind them for hours.
Wow.
What a nightmare.
That is a nightmare, Billy.
The Weather Channel's... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting my information from the Weather Channel.
Well, that's you're an employee, aren't you?
I just read the Weather Channel.
You work there, right?
I wish I did. I'd sure like to have them salaries.
Sure.
Wow. Okay, and here's our kicker.
Oh, good.
Here it comes.
A lucky dog survives a 300-foot fall into the ocean. Feb 23, 2010. Poppy, the Springer Spaniel, was on a walk with her East Sussex, UK owners. That's the English continent.
What?
She's from over there where the Brits are.
Great Britain.
We call it Europe.
Feb 23, 2010, Poppy, the Springer Spaniel, was on a walk with her East Sussex, UK owners when she plunged off a cliff, falling 300 feet. She was able to swim to shore, down to shore a little ways, and her rescuers caught the miracle moment on tape, which we don't have for you today. What a nightmare.
That is a nightmare, Billy.
I'm Baltimore Billy Sikorsky, and that's your weather roundup.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Rob Spiewak, along with Buzz Burbank.
Well, hello there.
And with Mark Ronick.
Shalom.
He is a famous Facebook cut-up. Mike is not with us right now because he's off waxing his tile. And it's beautiful stuff if you have to see it. But it is high maintenance, and you have to be careful that that tile remains waxed. We've got a huge show for you today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so.
Yeah, I know we're going to do the listener mailbag today.
I'm very excited.
And a salute to a very brave woman in the audio vault. And look who's here.
It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Long time.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Charles, how are you?
Charlie's doing Stabilak.
It's me.
It is.
Charlie.
Happy it's today. Been forever since we've seen you.
How's everybody?
I'm doing great.
How's every little effing thing?
I know one thing, Charlie.
What's that?
It's your favorite day of the week.
It's Friday.
You love it, yeah.
Friday. I'm really excited to... Oh, hold on. The Charlie... People.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
that was very, very nice.
I used to sing that so much better.
Well, you're not getting
anyway,
any younger. How old are you now, Charlie?
Oh, I'm 100. I don't know. I'm old.
Did you know that on December 13th?
How old am I going to be?
You're going to be 70.
70?
70 years old.
Hard to be. 70 years old.
Young.
God, I was doing this show when I was in my 40s.
That's right. You were.
Anyway, I brought something today.
Oh, really?
It's time for some fun. Who likes fun?
Well, that's my favorite thing to have.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
It really is.
I brought tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters.
I did. That's, who doesn't love a good tongue twister?
Is that your favorite kind of literature?
I love them. Here's the way it works, Rob.
Okay, here's how it works, guys.
This is going to kill you.
Get ready, America.
The way it works is you have these words that are really hard to say fast.
Right.
And then when you say them fast...
Funny.
What?
Funny things happen?
Huh?
Do funny things happen when you try to say them quickly?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, don't confuse me.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
He's so serious.
Short trip.
God.
Anyway. Have you seen his new face?
What?
Buzz has a new face.
I had
face.
A little work done.
Where?
Charlie. Dr. Friedman gave me a little lift on the lower part of my face.
Do you have any scars?
Not that you can see, really, no.
Is there any mark where he cut or anything like that?
Not anymore. It's all healed.
Where did he cut you?
Just kind of around my ears.
Can I look?
Oh, well, sure.
Well, let me see.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, Charlie.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, it's all healed. He's so easily frightened.
He's okay, Charlie.
You guys got to know how to deal with Charlie. Charlie, let it out.
Oh, man, that looks like the chimp lady.
it doesn't look anything like that.
She's a very brave woman,
Jesus
Charlie.
Christ.
You've been traumatized. I think we should have some fun now.
Okay, good. I brought tongue twisters.
Oh,
good.
They're very funny.
What a party.
There are words that are hard to say, and when you say them fast,
that's right.
Funny things happen.
Now, I got a real big one that I won't make you do.
Okay.
But this one goes, I'll read it, though, because it's funny.
Okay. Right.
I think it's funny. I laughed my ass off.
We'll Charlie, see. Language.
Better bada. Hold on.
Yeah.
Turn the music off. I can't concentrate.
You were going to say a bad word. Charlie.
Turn the music off. Here we go.
Okay. Here we are.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I bake this better butter, it will make my batter better. I got to start again.
No, it's not right. And Charlie?
What?
No.
God, I'm trying to concentrate.
I know.
What?
It sounds like you're using your grown-up voice.
All right.
Does it help?
Yeah. Well, I just tone it down a bit.
Uh-huh.
I'm not myself. Because I got to concentrate, okay?
Okay.
Let him use his brain power.
Betty Botter bought some butter. But she said this butter's bitter. I'm trying to read the tongue twister.
You're not helping, Rob.
I think
Betty
I
Betty Botter bought some butter.
Charlie, grown-up voice.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter.
Uh-huh.
If I bake this bitter butter, it will make my batter bitter.
Right.
But a bit of better butter that would make my batter better. So she bought a bit of butter better than her bitter butter, and she baked it in her batter. And the batter was not bitter. So 'twas bitter. F that one.
Yeah, that's
very fine. Disappointing.
I got another one.
Very long.
Okay, go with the strong one.
Okay,
here.
Okay, hold on. Betty and Bob brought back blue balloons from the Big Bazaar.
Betty and Bob brought back blue balloons from the Big Bazaar.
Too slow.
Betty and Bob brought back big
Too
balloons
slow,
from
Buzz.
The Big Bazaar.
What?
Betty and Bob brought back blue balloons from the Big Bazaar.
Betty and Bob brought back...
See
what I mean?
Your tongue
happen.
Is twisted.
See? Hold on. Betty and Bob brought back big balloons from the Big Bazaar.
I thought they were blue balloons.
F you, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It always puts a smile on my face when Charlie says F you to Rob. Coming up after the break, I wouldn't be Bob Jewbanks if I didn't play a montage of games we've played to open the shows over the past 18 months. From the infamous word association game to our favorite fattening foods to a game of how dare you, no, not the cooking show, so stick around for more of the Mike O'Mara Show's best of the vignettes because, as your old buddy Rob would say, if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for joining us during your holiday weekend. Some of our favorite moments here on TMOS is when we play different games to kick off a show. So let's dedicate segment two to some of our most memorable game segments, starting with one requested by our good friend, Cappy Pfeiffer. It's the My Name Is game from July 9th, 2010.
Hi, my name is what? My name is what? My name is...
His name's Sadie.
My name is Mike, and I'm a Cancer.
My name is Buzz, and I'm a Libra.
My name is Rob. I'm a Pisces.
My name is Oscar, and I'm an Aries.
My name is Mike. I have a Chihuahua.
My name is Buzz. I have two cats.
My name is Rob, and I recently lost a hermit crab.
My name is Oscar, and my two dogs have died.
My name is Mike, and I'm from New England.
My name is Buzz, and I'm from Kansas.
My name is Rob, and I'm from Washington, D.C.
My name is Oscar, and I'm from La Paz, Bolivia.
My name is Mike, and I like mafia movies.
My name is Buzz, and I like sex movies.
My name is Rob, and I like old movies.
My name is Oscar, and I hate my girlfriend.
My name is Mike, and I like fast cars.
My name is Buzz, and I like fast women.
My name is Rob, and I like fast food.
Rob gets the first one. He will get the official ding. Not to go to the show, ding. Tough one to follow there.
Oh, Jesus.
Very, very difficult to follow.
My name is Oscar, and I would prefer to be single.
Would anyone like to start this next round, since now it's turned into a game, since Rob said something funny?
Yes.
Go ahead, Rob starts. We continue with the clockwise motion of the show.
My name is Rob, and I seldom wear a tie.
My name is Oscar, and I love pornography.
Now you're all over the place. It's got to stay on message.
As Buzz would say, you're not doing it right.
It's got to stay on message. It's like tie. It's tie related. It's clothing related.
You lost me at fast food.
No. Come on. Start again.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can I say something different?
Yes, you can. And you have to follow the theme. It's part of the game.
Apologize.
Come on.
My name is Rob, and I'm pretty handy around the house.
My name is Oscar, and I can mow a lawn.
My name is Mike, and I hate doing yard work.
My name is Buzz, and I'm actually pretty good around the house.
My name is Rob, and I don't pay the electric bill.
My name is Oscar, and I pay for everything.
My name is Mike, and I'm electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
My name is Buzz, and I pay the bills and my taxes.
Very good.
My name is Rob, and I'm seldom, if ever, properly hydrated.
My name is Oscar, and I love G2.
My name is Mike, and I believe I have an enlarged prostate.
My name is Buzz, and I believe I have a different enlarged body part.
Ooh.
Oh, that was the first gross one.
Somebody,
you want to start it? You want to start this next round, Oscar? Yeah.
Get ready, America.
Yeah, please. My name is Oscar, and I hate Rob.
Oh!
My name is Mike, and I have a love-hate relationship with Rob.
My name is Buzz, and I don't know what my relationship with Rob is.
My name is Rob, and I hate Rob's liver.
Hey, Buzz, would you like to start one?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would. My name is Buzz, and I like healthy food.
Whatever, dude.
I wanted to get us started on a food game, you see.
My name is Rob, and I like food that has butter in it.
My name is Oscar, and I love McDonald's French fries.
And my name is Mike, and I like to eat my food after I've eaten it.
Talk about going green.
I don't know if I was making sense.
You throw it up and then you eat it again? Like a dog?
Yeah.
Is that what like you're talking about?
Like a fly.
Like an animal?
Like human centipede?
Yeah. Which we've yet to watch. I have it.
You what?
I have a copy of Human Centipede.
How did you see
already?
This?
Hey, we're not playing the game anymore. We have to continue to play the game. All right. My name is Mike, and I like Irish whiskey.
My name is Buzz, and I like electronic gadgetry.
My name is Rob, and I like Canadian whiskey.
My name is Oscar, and I think this game's over.
Oh, no, don't cop out. You can't cop out. Yeah, if you want to end the game, now that we've gotten to this mark of it, you end the game, the first person that really brings the funny.
I love Jack Daniel's whiskey. That's all I got.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I like Jack Daniel's. Okay. Don't feel any pressure.
I felt like it was boring.
You put too much pressure on yourself.
That's just what Mr. Sinatra drank.
Right. My name is Mike, and I have an average-sized unit.
My name is Buzz, and I have a slightly larger than average-sized unit.
My name is Rob, and I have a magnificently generous scrotum.
My name is Oscar, and I think Buzz is lying.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now the show is about to begin. Now that the Humpty Dumpettes have gotten our computers working properly, we are ready to go full speed ahead. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in our fat voices, a little round table. You know how I love the round tables. Even though we don't have a round table here, we're going to talk about our favorite fattening foods in our best fat voices. Now, some of us do them better because some of us are voice people.
But right.
Some of us use a fat voice all the time.
Suffice to say, suffice to say, we will all be using our fat voices. Right. And, of course, we will go, well, we'll go as long as we can.
Who participates in this?
Mr. Ronick will not be participating.
Okay.
Would you like to participate, Mr. Ronick?
Happy to. It's up to you.
If he wants to play, should we reward him for a week of diligent sales work on the Mike O'Mara Show
Let's
podcast?
Base the reward on the participation of this bit.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I'll sit out. I'm fine.
we're now going to step outside, and when we come back in, I will begin favorite foods with fat voices.
All right.
A new feature of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me in.
Okay, Mike.
Let me in.
Okay, Mike.
Let me.
I'm sorry. I'll do it.
There.
Breyers mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I enjoy the mashed potatoes with butter.
Warm apple crisp with half and half on it.
I got to throw an extra one in for Rob.
Thank you.
Board with fries.
Board park fries.
The Burger King XLT burger with seasoned ground beef. Do you want to play?
Sure.
The Friendly's grilled cheese burger melt.
Buzz?
Apple pie a la mode.
A steak. With blue cheese dressing on it.
Jamocha almond fudge ice cream. I'm horrible.
An 8-pack of Popeye's spicy chicken with extra thighs.
Winner.
Mark?
2 double R-bar Roy Rogers hamburgers with cream cheese.
Buzz?
I enjoy the peanut butter and bacon loaf.
Buzz is giving such generic
answers. He's not fat.
I wouldn't have
fat.
Any other. He's not fat. Yes.
2 words. Turkey skin.
Oscar?
5 Guys bacon cheeseburger.
Ah, shut up.
Damn it.
3 words. Mm-hmm. Heath bar crunch. Thank you, Mr. Ronick.
I'll have 2 Cherry Garcia pints of ice cream with chocolate syrup.
Buzz?
I like my chicken with extra dumplings.
he's fading. He's fading. Rob?
Did you ever go to King's Dominion and eat fried Oreo cookies?
Oh, very good. Oscar?
My mama's arroz con pollo.
All right. Oh, it's at me now. Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Blueberry pancakes with extra real maple syrup, fish chowder, and a lobster roll. Thank you. That's my favorite lunch. Blueberry pancakes for lunch. What am I? What am I high? Yes, Mr. Ronick.
I'll have.
I like that.
A mound of fried pickles
with a side of an onion ring tower, please.
Buzz?
Anything cooked in lard.
Okay, that's it. We're out of here. That's it. We can't go any further.
So I can't say cheeseburger with fried egg on top?
Well, you just did.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Mike O'Mara here in another edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. And today, a new feature that we try as we go around the entire crew and play the I Like game. It's very simple. We mention our names and we say what we like. And we go as long as we can. And, of course, sound effects are always included. The standard ones. The ones whether I think it's good, I'm sorry, good, or bad. That's the way it works. So, I'll start. My name's Mike, and I like golf.
My name's Buzz, and I like sex.
My name's Rob, and I like good friends.
Sorry. My name's Oscar, and I like the podcast.
My name's Mike, and I like ice cream.
My name's Buzz, and I like weed.
My name's Rob, and I like maraschino cherries.
My name's Oscar, and I like a nice rack.
My name's Mike, and I like a great ass!
My name's Buzz, and I enjoy broadcasting.
My name's Rob, and I like secondary sexual activity.
My name's Oscar, and I like working.
My name's Mike, and I like lobster rolls.
My name's Buzz, and I like pie.
My name's Rob, and I like Elvis Presley.
My name's Oscar, and I like boy shorts on a young woman. Over 18.
My name's Mike, and I like old movies.
My name's Buzz, and I like the group Gorillaz.
My name's Rob, and I like nice, full lips.
My name's Oscar, and I love the Transformers.
My name's Mike, and I like True Blood.
My name's Buzz, and I like women.
My name's Rob, and I like Bill Shatner.
My name's Oscar. I like a nice new pair of shoes.
It's the first Buzz.
They're comfy.
My name's Mike, and I like the Boston Red Sox.
My name's Buzz, and I enjoy Spartacus.
My name is Rob, and as of late, I like Knickers.
My name's Oscar, and I like being late.
My name's...
Yeah.
You've gotten a buzz and a ding. My name's Mike, and I like the state of Maine.
My name's Buzz, also.
Oh, dear.
And I like being outdoors.
Oh.
Okay. My name's Rob, and I like Channel 256, Turner Classic Movies.
My name's Oscar, and I love my mangrates.
Oh, nice!
My name's Mike, and I like my man.
My name's Buzz, and I like Mike.
My name is Rob, and I like Headstrong Media. Oscar.
Oh, God. Stop plugging. Stop plugging. That's okay. 2 minutes is up. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Periodically on the Mike O'Mara Show, we like to do a little thing I call word association.
Oh,
and what I have here, and these gentlemen cannot see this, for Buzz, for Rob, and also for Oscar, I have three columns.
Quite a list.
And in these three columns are words.
Okay.
They are random words that I've pulled out of thin air. And I will go around the room, and for each of you, I just don't know which column to use. But we'll start with one of you, and then you just say the first word. Why are you raising your hand?
He has a question.
I would like to request one from column A and two from column B.
Thank you very much. We will go around the room, and then, purely spontaneously, I will ask you boys to pull words out of the air and play a little word association with me.
We'll do our best, you know.
We'll see how it works. Yes, Oscar.
I always
try to do something on this show, and there are always these questions.
I always mess this game up, so can you not start with me, please?
I will not start with you.
Thank you.
I will start with Knife Man.
Okay.
I have no questions.
Very good.
Good luck, Quincy.
word association.
Yes.
As quickly as you can.
Understood.
First word pops into your head.
All right.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Radio.
Fired.
You know, as I look back, probably should have ended with that one.
We'll fix it in the editing.
Yeah, that's right.
Fur.
A coat.
Water.
A drink.
Bacon.
Eggs.
Time.
Eggs.
Essence.
Essence.
The time is of the essence.
Oh. Meat.
Thermometer.
Baby.
Diaper.
Corn.
Let's see. Ass.
He might be the winner today.
You know what? Really, when we
we're starting with him, and he might actually be the winner today.
Yeah, there you go.
When yes,
we
Rob
play word association.
Rob Spiewak in the back row.
You shouldn't say "Let's see."
Let's see.
Yeah, it should be instantaneous. We knew you were going to say
it's true. But he's bringing the funny today.
He is.
So, and your last one, antibiotic
needed.
Thank you, Buzz. Buzz gets a round of applause.
Yeah.
Very,
very
maybe, nice. Maybe his best word association ever.
I think so.
And he's really not good at that game.
When the end is right. Nearer, it's good that he goes out strong.
Let's go with... We'll go with Oscar Santana.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have to always go to the big boy last.
I love this guy. This man, Mike, let me tell you something about this man.
Yes.
He's a wonderful man.
Let me tell you something. And this is a credit to our crew. When I put these words together, I didn't think they were very funny. You guys are making it work. Here we go.
Bit ain't over yet.
Now you understand how we play the game? Oh, partier buddy of mine.
I'm not from this land.
Yes, I'm not either today.
Tell me about it.
We'll get to that in a second. Weather.
Bad times.
That's two words.
Damn it. I messed it up again.
This is word association.
This is the third
first
time
single
we play
word,
this game.
First single word that pops into your brain. Yes. Rob Spiewak from the back row.
Can he answer in Spanish?
No.
Okay, I'm just
stop it. Let me just get through this.
Okay, understand. Try it again.
Weather.
Crappy.
Waste.
Me.
Strawberry.
Daiquiri.
Cauliflower.
Hoo-ah.
Angel.
Not a word.
Yeah, he didn't. He's punting it. Angel. You're taking too long.
I don't know.
You're taking too
long. I'm hungover. Leave me alone.
Toyota.
Toyota. Not good. Two words.
That's two words. Hold on. Where's my buzzer? This is, you are not playing the game very,
I want
very well.
To. Judging from Oscar's pacing, have we gone to a two-hour podcast and no one told me?
All right, here you go. Three more. Can you make it through three?
Yes!
One word. First word pops into your head.
Okay.
Blister.
Penis.
Oh, wow. More about that later.
How about that?
Well, it was a big night.
Rain.
Shine.
Honey.
Lick.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I believe the aforementioned pot should be added to that.
Okay.
More about that later.
All right, here we go. Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Mike. How have you been?
I've been better. Hummingbird.
Hell.
What? What the hell is that?
That's what came to my mind.
Hummingbird hell. Rob Spiewak baby killer.
Why would you say that?
All right, Canyon.
Me.
What?
Corduroy.
Wearing.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Makeup.
Unnecessary.
Jesus.
Christ.
Earlobe.
Bruised.
Is that where you hit
more
Carrie?
About that later.
At least I don't have blisters on my penis.
That's right.
At least there's that.
It worked.
It does.
Today it worked.
Yeah. I pulled it out of my ass and it worked.
Yeah, I like it fine.
Mustache.
Trim.
Bandage.
Buzz.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get started today, if I may, a brief gay theatrical exercise. Today's game is entitled...
Yay. That was the gay clap, by the way. A
thank
third
you.
Rarely thank, heard clap.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Today's exercise... Now, I've told the boys already. I've not told them what it is, but I've told them that it's going to be challenging.
Yes.
Very challenging and could result in not only hurt feelings, but cranial cramps on the part of everybody.
All right.
Now, here's the way this works. The game is called...
Yes.
How dare you?
How dare you?
We're going to go around the room willy-nilly. Uh-huh. Anyone can pick out anything. And, of course, the response will be, you have to elicit the response, how dare you?
Question informatics.
Yes, yes, go ahead, please.
Shall it go, example, Mark Ronick comment, and then Mark replies, how dare you?
How dare you.
Okay. Right.
And then it goes to Mark Ronick, who can pick whoever he wants.
Ooh.
Now, legitimately... The comment will elicit a direct retort to the individual who first challenged.
This requires...
This could go back and forth between two people.
Requires a level of
I
cruelty.
I wonder what two
it
people...
It requires a significant level of cruelty.
Yes.
Wonder what two people, Mike.
I know.
Get ready.
I know that our... I know that our listeners will enjoy this game. How dare you? And I would like to point out that this is a game we will also play on Friday's bonus hour.
Oh, my.
Nice.
So this is really,
that'll
if you will.
How dare you unplugged.
This, yes, how dare you unplugged. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall sometimes a turbo version of how dare you on one of our raw broadcasts.
Mm-hmm. So, how dare you raw.
How dare you. Therefore, you know, so we'll get started right now. And let's spin the wheel and see who's going to go first.
All right.
That damn wheel.
No whammy.
There you go. Turn around. There goes Oscar. He's safe. Rob is safe.
Big money, big money, big
comes
money.
Comes to Mike. Here I am and Buzz.
That's it a surprise, is it not?
It has landed on...
Didn't see that coming.
Landed on Buzz. Buzz, you will announce who you're picking first, right. And then, of course, it will go anywhere in the room.
Well, Mike Turnabout is fair play. I choose you.
Okay.
As my first.
All right, very good.
And I will say to you, you are absolutely, positively the worst listener I've ever met in my life.
Oh, Jesus. How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you, sir?
And that's how it goes.
All right. I'm going to pick Rob Spiewak.
Shocking.
Let's see. Rob Spiewak, you, sir, are a money-grubbing scumbag.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Get ugly.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Speaking of a money-grubbing scumbag.
It doesn't sound that good there. I'll give one of those.
This can't end well.
Yes, speaking of which, Mark Ronick, you are the most hyper-communicative, bothersome nudge I have ever met.
How dare you?
Is that somebody, is that the phone ringing?
Something rang somewhere.
RJ, to the phone, please. And try to do something. And what's your response? Try to move fast this time.
Nicely played.
There we go. There we go. Yeah.
That'll be my favorite part of the segment.
I love when RJ works fast because it really does underscore the architectural integrity of this building.
It's on Mr. Ronick.
Mr. Spiewak.
God damn it.
You're so fat.
Oh, Jesus.
You look like overgrown, hairy Jesus Christ.
Wow. How dare you? How dare you, even though he's one of yours?
And how do you know what he looks like?
He's one of yours.
Oscar Santana.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Hey, now.
You would be late to your own funeral.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Nice acting.
Thanks for dressing up, Mr. Spiewak.
How dare you?
Oh, now the insults are like... We're piling on.
The rules are off.
Yes, very interesting.
Mike O'Mara, you fart all the time.
How dare you? Buzz Burbank.
Yes, sir.
You are such a nudgy old man. You're so intolerant.
How dare you?
I like that, how dare you.
It's your turn.
It is my turn.
Well.
All right.
Wow.
Oscar Santana.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You overcompensate.
Yes,
for your people.
Yes,
and you make other people look bad, and you're not a team player.
How dare you, Buzz Bourbon?
Yes, your turn.
Why can't you just drink a martini without complaining about it?
How dare you?
You know what I gotta say. Well, this is a fine tune-up round, but really, if I can evaluate both Mark and Buzz and Rob and Oscar, I think
both of them,
all of you, okay. Both of them, all of you. I think you all sucked during this game.
How dare you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The original game of How Dare You, recorded on August 17th, 2010. Happy Independence Day to you, and thanks for listening to MikeOMaraShow.com. There's still more to come here on The Best of the Vignettes, Volume 1. When we return, more classic bits with Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Oscar, starting with a listener favorite, Midget Matinee. We'll be right back on MikeOMaraShow.com and on Iowa's 1630 AM, The Mighty, KCJJ.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bonus.
And now, Midget Theater presents Fighting Leprechauns.
Everybody, fucked up! Hey, this is the best St. Patrick's Day we've ever had, isn't it? And look what we got in the middle of us. We got a pot of gold. Isn't that beautiful?
I love a pot of gold.
There's nothing like a pot of gold. Don't you love a pot of gold?
There's enough for all of us.
That's it. Well, this is the biggest pot of gold. Look at how shiny it is.
It's so heavy.
It is very heavy. Boy, what are we going to do with this? You know what? I got an idea.
What? Well, turn the music off, boys. I gotta discuss this. We got our pot of gold here. We're so excited to have it with us.
What's your idea?
My idea is that with this pot of gold, why don't I bring it home for the weekend, and then I'll count it, and I'll divide it in equal parts, and we'll give it to everybody.
Wait a minute. I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
Why aren't you sure it's a good idea?
Why can't we count it together?
Well, I thought I'd take the responsibility of counting it off your hands.
Now, I can see why that might be good for you, but it's not so good for us, because you're going to take all our gold.
I'm not going to take all your gold. Do you think I'll take all your gold?
The last time you spent it all on whiskey.
I spent it all on whiskey because I had a tough week. Come on.
And we can't forget that snowblower you bought.
Hey, the snowblower is my property. Why do you always give me a hard time about the snowblower?
How about another idea?
What's another idea?
Why don't we give half the gold to RJ?
That's a great idea. No, I'll take it home and I'll count it. I'm going to take it home and that's final.
This is a bad idea because...
It's not a bad idea.
You're going to put it all in your little green pocket.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not your bastard.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you anymore.
Well, yeah. Well,
F you
all.
And listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Okay, it's just a few minutes before the hour. This is the Internet Radio Tommy Show, and I'm really excited about another show. Mom said I could do one today, so what are we going to be talking about? Lots going on, and my guests are Oscar and Rob and Buzz.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Oscar. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's on your mind?
You're shaking like Haiti over there.
It's been a while since I've done a show. I don't know. I'm excited. This is the Internet Radio Tommy Show. I'm glad to have everybody with us.
What's on your hot sheet today? What will we discuss?
I don't know. I didn't have anything planned.
Oh, that's very important, Tommy. You have to do show prep.
Hey, wait. The Super Bowl.
That's coming
Super
up.
Super Bowl's coming up. Man, that's a good game.
You're a big
that's
fan.
A big game.
Fan?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to be? Who do you think's going to the big dance, Tommy?
What?
the Super Bowl you just mentioned.
I Who don't do you think? Know. Come on. Let's talk about something else.
You brought it up.
Hey, have you heard about anything new?
Sure.
Well, what's new?
Well, what about this Leno stuff?
Who?
Jay Leno, a late night host?
Oh, yeah. I don't like him.
Who do you like?
I don't know.
Tommy, people always ask.
Hi, Oscar.
People always ask.
I like Spanish people.
Why? That's probably not appropriate.
Okay.
But why you're so nervous at all times? It's you. I feel like you've been doing the show long enough you shouldn't be that nervous.
I'm not nervous. It's just my mom sometimes is listening upstairs, and she says she's going to hit the circuit breaker and pull the plug on my computer, and I get uptight. I get nervous,
well,
you
sure,
know? F
sure.
you, Oscar. Why do you have to bring that up?
I know it's tough. You have two mommies.
I have two mommies. You can explain that. Why do you always like to talk about the legitimate one and the illegitimate
well,
one?
Well, people like to know your background.
Are you calling me some kind of bastard?
I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, well, that's it for the Internet Radio Tommy Show.
Great show.
I gotta go.
You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Good afternoon, citizens of California. I'm here today to talk to you about WADA. We have a very severe WADA shortage in California that is concerning me because I need WADA like you need WADA. Yeah, down in the front.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, who are you?
Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara Show.
Oh, how's the podcast going?
Really great.
Great. You're looking good, Rob.
Thank you. And you, Governor.
How's Steve Bridges out of KCJJ in Iowa?
He's very generous
good.
With his floral arrangements.
Oh, thank you, sir. What can I do for you?
Question.
Yeah, bro.
What about the smelt?
The smelt, it's a complicated issue.
Mm.
The smelts are the little fishes that are dying because the pumps kill them when they circulate around and get the water from the estuary in the thing that goes to the rest of California.
So if there's no water,
yeah,
the smelts
die.
So you're saying these fish cannot survive out of water?
Nein, you've misinterpreted. It's necessary for us to get the water and to kill the smelts.
Governor.
Yeah,
Governor, Buzz Burbank, Michael Mara Show.
Hey, Buzz, how's the podcast going?
It couldn't be going better, sir. Thank
Great.
You.
Yeah, you're still very popular here in Sacramento.
Well, we're very glad about that,
Sacramento.
Sir.
How's that?
Sacramento.
Question for
yes,
you, Governor.
Yes.
I forgot what my question is.
Okay, let's go back down to the front. Let's take a question from this gentleman down here, the Hispanic man.
Yes, Oscar Santana, Michael Mara Show.
You're not with the Michael Mara Show. You don't look right.
No, he is.
I don't understand. How long have you been with them?
I don't care about the water. What are you doing about the immigration?
Oh, the immigration is on the back burner because I had to put it. Am I going to do the press conference or are you, Buzz?
No, I was just asking, Governor.
Okay. Well, it's on the back burner because of the fact that did he really forget the question he was going to ask? It was too soon anyway.
It's very soon.
In the bit.
Sure.
I wanted to come later.
Okay.
I like these to run about 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Call on me when you're ready.
Dankeschön. I told you that before the show. but as I was saying, we put the immigration on the back burner because it doesn't matter whether you're an immigrant or you're native-born American. If you can't get water, you're going to die. Yes, Rob Spiewak from the Michael Mara Show.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yes, who are you?
Rob Spiewak, KCJJ Radio.
Oh, how you doing? How are things out there? How's the Rob mob, ass?
Very good. 5,000
okay.
strong.
Yes, go ahead. You have a question, Potts?
Yes, I have a question regarding the water.
Yes, the water.
The lack of water?
The lack of water is going to kill California.
But how is that affecting your wife's face?
You couldn't get enough irrigation to get the cracks and the nooks and the crannies out of Maria's face.
Whose face?
Maria.
Maria.
The cracks on the surface. You could get her all the greatest estheticians and things in the world.
Yes,
they would not be able to help.
Does she follow up question real quick?
Yeah, who's this?
So still Rob Spiewak, KCJJ Radio.
Oh no, you're not from the Michael Mara Show today.
Yeah, but the Michael Mara Show carried on KCJJ.
The way you
Radio.
Prefer it, you ballsack.
Does your wife's face have any smelt in it?
Yes, they are actually living in some of the nooks and crannies on her cheeks, in her Kennedy cheeks. You see, they're doing very, very well. We have one time for. I am very busy.
Oh, good.
I have to solve the water problem.
Right.
So let's take one last question.
Governor, Buzz Burbank, Sylvania Headlights.
Hi, how are you? Oh,
yeah, you God. See what's happening now.
That's pathetic. That's pathetic.
What happened to your voice, Governor?
I just want to get this right.
Yes.
How do you spell water?
Water. WADDA. Water. As press conference over.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Thank you, Governor. I think that I say water a little bit better than you do, but just one more segment left of the best of the vignettes, and since we're on a roll with Mike and his impressions, it's Lay King next, right here on MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show is very fortunate in its 100th episode to have with us today Larry King.
Hi there. Yeah, hi. Hi.
Larry.
Hi. Congratulations on your 100th. I'm soon to be 100, not episodes, years. Yeah.
Hello, Larry.
Years. Yeah, God, I'm tired.
Larry.
Yeah.
Tired?
Yeah, tired, sick, yeah. Ill.
But?
The years of abuse, cigarettes, you know they're taking their toll.
But?
Yeah.
Happy.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't say happy. Happy for you, the 100th episode. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Huh? Happy anniversary.
Happy what?
Happy anniversary.
But what about, I'm going to say the word, reconciliation.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
You should be happy about that.
All right,
that.
Here. This there is the thing that I want to talk about.
You're rubbing Sean, your eyes. Are you tired?
I'm exhausted.
From what?
I'm exhausted. Well, that Hispanic prick. They crawled into my marital bed and banged Sean.
Do you mean Hector Panette?
Hector Panette, a scumbag among scumbags.
Good guy?
No, not a good guy.
Bad.
You know, teaching my kid baseball,
sure.
I was never athletic.
Really?
Yeah, but I
I thought you played stickball.
I wanted Chance and I wanted Cannon to be athletic. That's why I gave him those big, strong names. And then I get him a good coach, but I forgot he's an actor.
Yeah.
And so he banged Sean. But no, we're letting bygones be bygones. I took her aside. Let me tell you what I did.
Took her aside.
Do you need a drink?
I took her aside.
Something?
I pulled her aside. Listen, Sean, here's the deal. Listen, you bang somebody and I bang somebody. In my case, you banged the baseball coach for my kids. And in your case, I banged your younger sister.
Oh, my.
Why don't we reconcile? So, listen, it's not official yet. Not official, but we're taking – it's a cooling off period. And we're going to wait a week.
Good.
And then we're going to see where we go from there. 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks?
I believe that was the original
two policy. 2 weeks.
It's your standard
two
go-to.
2 weeks. Yeah. But until then, I'll continue to do my show on CNN right before Anderson Cooper.
How are the ratings?
Terrible.
Really?
They're in the crapper.
How come?
How can a queen like Shepard Smith be kicking my ass?
Now, the thing about...
That's what I want to know there. Boy, there, yeah, there, boy.
I'm at Fox News.
Congratulations to Super Saver.
What?
The winner of the Kentucky Derby.
You know, that's I was going to ask you that.
It reminds me of my days at Hialeah.
And what was your position there?
I was the track scumbag.
Weren't you a racetrack tout?
I was a racetrack tout. That's right, a racetrack tout who got in trouble with legal authorities.
Now, what did you think of Icebox?
Icebox, not good. You know what? I'll tell you something. I remember when I was pursuing Cindy Garvey, but
yes,
banging some other starlets.
Right.
It reminds me a great deal of Joey Heatherton, when they talk about a sloppy track.
Oh, no.
Oh, she had a sloppy track there, boy.
You were laying a lot of pipe back then.
Oh, back in the day there. You know, I'd bring him down to Miami. I'd take him to the Fontainebleau, introduce him to Jackie Gleason, and they were mine.
Sex was good, right?
Oh, I had a great mouth.
Oh.
Did I have a mouth?
Oh, that's why they
all,
that.
That's why they all flocked to me, because of my mouth there.
Sure.
Angie Dickinson, too?
Angie Dickinson loved my mouth more than anybody. I would call her Pepper. That used to be her policewoman's. That was
that's
her
right.
moniker. I'm policewoman. Right. But I'm here to make the announcement. Hi, folks. This is Leigh King. I just want to say that two weeks.
What's your name?
Leigh King.
Larry King.
Leigh. You say Larry. I'll say Leigh.
Okay.
I say Leigh in the interest of expediency.
Right.
You understand?
I do.
Hi.
2 weeks.
What's with this wacky gesture?
Oh, that's my claw. I'm waving my claw-like hand
don't
around.
Are you able
listen,
to
listen, I
got to
finish this interview. It's almost time. It's almost time for my dialysis.
Oh, my.
What were you going to ask me?
I was going to say, is that hand useful?
It's not.
Try to pick up that pen.
This is my dead hand.
Try to pick up the pen.
I will try right now. It's useless.
He can't do it.
Useless and numb.
No grip.
I can't use my hand. It doesn't work. But I can use my tongue.
Oh, Larry.
You can ask a bevy of beautiful blondes. Unfortunately, I never realized my greatest fantasy.
What was that?
Using this tongue with Cindy Garvey.
Yes.
Damnation. Anyway, listen, we're going to take a hiatus. 2 weeks, we make a decision whether we divorce again. That's it. And then that's the end of the story.
Two weeks is good, right?
That's right. And then so this afternoon, it's baseball practice with the Hispanic actor that's
Hector
banging
Panate.
Sean. Hector Panate. It's off to dialysis. And then a late breakfast at 6 p.m. with my brother Marty.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the best of the vignettes, Volume 1. No, I'm not fishing. Thank you to the cast and crew of The Mike O'Mara Show and the mighty 1630 AM KCJJ. And of course, a special thanks to you for joining me today. I leave you with not an opening segment, but instead a closing segment provided by Buzz Burbank in what has become one of his most famous news kickers to date. Have a great 4th, everyone, and we'll see you next Tuesday with an all-new episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye.
And finally, a new theme park in China.
Oh, he likes
you. Want to get another start, Buzz?
A new theme park in China manned by dwarves. Is being condemned as a modern-day freak show.
We can stop there.
Well,
do you have
you
more?
Want to?
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, I think we should go on. The park was developed by the Chinese dwarves themselves. I love that phrase. In the mountain community they share in southern China, they even built.
He's gonna hemorrhage.
Oh, this. Wait till he hears the next.
You gotta realize dwarves and Chinese. He's gonna.
Oh,
he's gonna.
Wait till he hears the next two lines. They even built mushroom-shaped houses and wear fairy tale costumes. No one who lives there is over, I'm sorry, no one who lives there is over 4'3". And that includes members of the town's police and fire departments.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm sweating.
Oh, I'm crying.
All right.
Come into my mushroom.
That was a good tip-in with the police and fire department. And they're little bitty trucks.
Mushroom-shaped houses.
Like the little rascals.
Yeah, I know.
Like a little fire
Oh,
truck.
My God. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, don't forget, it is our spring fundraiser. Check out the website and order Raw this weekend. And we're going to make that available for you the week of March 17th. Our show today brought to you by ProblemPoker.com. When internet gambling becomes an addiction, they can help with software that prevents online gambling.
For people of all sizes.
Block yourself or someone you care about. Click the ProblemPoker.com link on our website. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Billy Barty. Our engineer is that lady from Poltergeist. And our web design is by Willie Shoemaker. This broadcast is the sole property of Wonkaville, the Oompa Loompas, and cannot be rebroadcast in any form without the written permission from whatever. If you want to advertise, contact Mark Ronick at 301-244-8773 or mark at mikeomaraShow.com. For Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying
goodbye for now.
So long, everybody.
Goodbye. Okay.